everybody, and welcome to episode 85 of the Pixelated Sausage Podcast for Monday, November 11th, 2013. I'm your host, Mark Krzynez, and I don't know what I'm doing. Sunday happened, and I don't really remember much of what happened. It just sort of came and went, and then Monday started today. I know I recorded an episode of Pixelated Radio yesterday, and y'all can hear that. But other than that, I don't really remember what I did yesterday. And I don't really remember all of what I did today. I've been, like, super busy with other stuff. And I've sort of popped my head in various places today. Just, like, on Front Burner, frontburner.net. You should all check it out. FrontBurner.net. That is frontburner.net without the E. Oh, my God. But yeah, I don't know what's going on. But I have finally played Disney Infinity. I just figured I might as well give it a shot and just start playing it a little bit and try it out and see how I like it or not like it. And I do like it quite a bit. I think it has one of the best intros for a game. It's kind of weird, but I wouldn't say it's the best intro for just like everyone, but I think it is sort of... The intro just made me think, if I had a kid, I would want them to experience this intro. Because I just think this game really, it's really pushing that whole creation and using your imagination. And just, like, if you do want to compare Skylanders, because they're both these figure-based games, and they have action in them, I guess. But I think what Disney Infinity is doing that is way, way, way better than Skylanders is pushing the use of imagination and creation, and I think that's great for kids. So if I had a kid and, you know, they were of an age that they could handle a game like Disney Infinity, I would put them in front of, I don't want to say I'd put them in front of it like this is the ultimate tool more so than anything else. I'm not going to let them read or do anything else. I'm just going to let them play Disney Infinity. Not that extreme, but I think it is, in terms of video games, it is a great game for children, and it's a kind of game that you could enjoy with a child. Your child, hopefully. I don't want you picking up random children off the street and being like, hey, you know, you got a van, and you're like, oh, come on, kids. I got Disney Infinity in here, and I've got all the figures. We can play with them all. I'll let you touch them all the figures. I have an exclusive one in my pants, too. No, none of that. Don't do that. Very bad. So, Disney Infinity, great for kids. Not so great for guys trying to lure kids into their vans. Though maybe it could be good for that. I just don't recommend y'all doing it. So please don't do that. And if you do it, do not tell them I gave you the idea to do that. I don't want to be implemented into any crimes. Ugh, this had a weird turn. But I played a little bit of Disney Infinity. I've only played in terms of the... I'm not even sure. I can't remember what they're called. But like the actual levels based on characters and universes. I only played the Incredibles one. I haven't tried the Monsters University or Pirates of the Caribbean ones. But it's fun. Visuals, and they have that nice, just cartoony style. I'm not sure if there is a next gen version announced, but I would love to see this game with just smoother, crisper visuals, like really, really crisp. You know, if they could get it to look somewhat like an actual CGI movie, like an actual Pixar movie, just a little bit more of that sharpness. And a bit more of that detail. But I like it. I like the cartoon style. I like the characters that are just these... They sort of look like little tiny vinyl characters. So that's nice. The only thing I really have a problem with in terms of the gameplay is that I really wish the attack was mapped to the X button instead of the Y button. And then the action, sort of the... I think it's also to like pick up objects or people or something. But it's also used for like talking and initiating a mission and stuff like that. I wish that was, instead of being on the X button, it was on the Y button. I'm playing on the 360, so those are the buttons. But other than that, I really enjoy it. I think it's pretty fun. And yeah, I haven't messed around with Toy Box at all, but I'm enjoying the game so far, and I look forward to diving deeper into it when I really have time for it. I look forward to the release of Rapunzel from Tangled, though she's only a character as far as I know. I don't think there's going to be a set for her, which sucks, because I want to play in a Tangled universe. I would kill for that. I would kill the kids that I lured into the back of my van with Disney Infinity for a Tangled set. Please give me that. I want my own little Maximus. I'll even take a little Pascal. Whatever. Give me them all. Tangled. Best animated movie in the past 10, 20 years, man. And I'm sure most people would not agree with that. But it is so good. And if y'all haven't checked it out at all, you definitely should, because it's great. And I love the visual style of Tangled. It has a great, almost painterly style, and just sort of this blending of 3D and 2D, which just, it's such a gorgeous movie. And a great story, well acted. The songs are the only sort of, they're not terrible, but they don't compare to some of the classics like Beauty and the Beast and the like. I'd probably say Beauty and the Beast is my favorite movie overall for songs, in Disney movies, that is. I'd still put Rocky Horror Picture Show above all else. They should, I don't know who owns Rocky Horror Picture Show. If Disney owns that somehow, I want to see a Rocky Horror Picture Show set. That would be great. I want my own little Meatloaf ride around on a motorcycle singing Hot Patootie, Bless My Soul. Whatever happened to Saturday Night? I'm not going to sing any of that. But Disney Infinity, it's pretty good. Not too shabby. What else? I don't know what else. I caught up to Grimm the last two episodes. Still can't stand Grimm's girlfriend. She's the most annoying part of the show. Don't like her at all. Sleepy Hollow. I'm excited to see Walter Bishop on the show. But the last episode wasn't super, it wasn't the best of the series. And honestly, it really sucks, man, with this Arrow. I've gotten so into Arrow that so many shows have not really been able to stand up to it, which is disappointing. But the main TV show I'd say I want to talk about, and I watched Dread. I watched it again last night, and I realized that the computer guy in Dread is the star of that About Time movie, which looks, I don't know if that movie's any good, but I have no desire to see it, because I can't get over the fact that Rachel McAdams is doing the same movie again. I know it's not exactly the same, but she was in The Time Traveler's Wife, and now she's in About Time. And I just feel like whoever the casting director was on About Time, I don't care if she seemed to be a very good choice, find someone else. Because I can't get over that. And I know a lot of people were just kind of baffled by that. So I don't know how that would have maybe affected people's interest in seeing it or not. Or maybe that made them more interested. But for me, it makes me never want to see that. And I used to like Rachel McAdams. But now I just sort of stopped. I kind of just stopped and thought about what she's done in her career. And I can't think of anything really worthwhile that she's ever done. I mean, she's done a whole bunch of these, like, romantic movies, but then has she ever done anything that is more serious or anything at all? Or, like, every movie she's in, I don't really feel like she's that much of a, what do you call it? She's, like, I wouldn't say she's really the best part of the movie. And About Time, apparently, did horrible. It came in 9th place for the weekend. No. What? I'm confused. Weeks. It's been out for 2 weeks? That doesn't make any sense to me. I'm very confused right now. It's been, was it limited release? Because it made $5 million this week. It was 9th place with a total of $6 million. So maybe they're, I don't know what they're talking about. But nobody saw it. And maybe that's why. Because nobody wants to see Rachel McAdams doing the same crap again. And it sucks because I kind of want to see it because I love Bill Nighy. He's fantastic. So let's see. I'm looking at her list right now. Yeah, she wasn't anything to... No, like she was in Sherlock Holmes. Who cares? Vow, whoop-de-doo, another romantic movie. Midnight in Paris. She was annoying in that. To the Wonder, haven't seen it. Morning Glory, whatever. That movie was just another thing. Time Traveler's Wife, whatever. State of Play, maybe that is something where she was kind of interesting. I don't know. Red Eye, that was okay. And then I guess Mean Girls might have been a big thing for her. I know a lot of people like that, but I've never seen it, so I can't comment on that. I don't know what I'm talking about, why I'm getting on these tangents. I really have nothing to talk about, that's what. But before I go, I do want to talk about one TV show. I made a quick little tweet about it, but I really, really want to like the Michael J. Fox show, and I kept watching it on Hulu. I just caught up today. I borderline hate the show, but I'm still watching it because I love Michael J. Fox, and he is good on the show. Just like when you just have him and you're ignoring everything else that's going on, it's like, oh, I like this because I just like seeing Michael J. Fox every week. It's nice to see him. I miss him. I want to see more of him, but I wish he had better material because the show sucks. His family, his entire family, his wife, who's played by whatever from Breaking Bad, I don't know her name, Hank's wife. She's okay. I don't mind her, and she has some good moments at times. And overall, I don't really find her ever that annoying or anything. So I think she's fine in her role, and I think she does a good job. But then his sister, super annoying. I don't know why the hell she's on the show and why she gets so much freaking time on the show. Like, she gets so much airtime, so much screen time. And then his kids are annoying as hell, too. It's like, okay, his son is a moron who's apparently a genius. Like, he has super high IQ, but he's a dumbest guy in the world. And I hate all this crap all the time. Like, it's always about his entrepreneurship. And, you know, I've got my own business that I'm, you know, it's, I got nothing to show for it. I don't really have anything that I can, you know, it's just like, I have an idea and I haven't done anything with it. But I'm going to just be annoying all the time and complain about not having a room when my little brother does all the time, every single week. I got to complain about that at least once. And then the daughter is just, she's just dumb in her own other way. And, like, there's so many stupid attempts at humor in the show. Like, I can't remember if it's like a few episodes ago, but when they showed the daughter running and the way she ran, I'm like, I don't think anyone would ever run that ridiculous. In that ridiculous of a way. I mean, that was like the dumbest looking thing I've ever seen. And it didn't make me laugh. It's like, somebody came up with that. Someone got paid to think that up. And they probably showed everybody, like, here, I want you to run like this. It was dumb as hell. And then they had this stupid Forrest Gump thing. The only part that was funny about the whole Forrest Gump thing was that, oh, she learned how to run like a normal person, but she was still slow as hell. So that was kind of funny. But her original run was just ridiculous. And then her attempt to make a new run at the first was just equally stupid. The youngest kid, the youngest son, he's okay, I guess. But, I mean, he's a young kid, so it's not like he's going to be doing super crazy things or anything. He's just playing his video game all the time. And he's okay, I guess. But I don't understand why the show spends so little time with Michael J. Fox at his actual job, you know, doing the news and stuff. It's the Michael J. Fox show. He has a family. Okay, that's fine. They can come and help at times or, you know, pop their heads in. But it's the Michael J. Fox show. I want more Michael J. Fox. I don't care about his stupid sister who's one of the worst. I mean, she feels like a Chuck Lorre character. And the rest of the family, except for the wife, is starting to just feel like more of that kind of character. It's super disappointing. And I kind of just wish it would get canceled because I don't want to keep watching it. But I feel like as long as it's on for now, I'm going to keep watching it just because I love Michael J. Fox that much. And I just like seeing them. But it's super depressing to watch it every week and just be like, man, why are you wasting such a talent? Oh, I don't know. It's disappointing. So many levels. TV is just, I don't know. Well, there's nothing really exciting on TV this season so far. I'm excited for the spring shows to come back, like Game of Thrones, Justified, Hannibal. There's going to be a lot of good shows there. I am so hopeful. I'm so extremely hopeful for, is it Almost Human? Or whatever that one is with Carl Urban. That's kind of why I watched Dredd again. I was like, I want to see Carl Urban again. Because I like that guy. And I really hope that show is good, Almost Human. And that it is successful. That people watch it. If it's good. Don't watch it if it's terrible. But if it's good, please watch it. Because it looks... it sort of looks like iRobot, the movie. It looks like iRobot, the movie. It looks like iRobot concept-wise. Story-wise, the TV show. So, I'm hoping it's good. Yeah, that's it. I'm done. I still have Rachel McAdams' IMDb page on my screen, and I'm sick of it being there. Stop looking at me with your... You don't look good as a blonde. You really don't. You look terrible as a blonde. Get this picture out of my face. Okay. I think blonde hair is very hard to pull off. I don't think a lot of people pull it off well. I can't think of many actresses that, or people I know in real life or via the internet who pull it off. I'd say Melissa Dingman. Dingman. She pulls off blonde hair. In the same way that I think her doppelganger, according to me, That woman from Cougar Town and Freaks and Geeks pulls it off. But I don't know. There's someone else who I can't even think of. That's how many blondes come to the top of my head and who I think, oh, they are okay as blondes. Ugh. Which makes me think of Fairway Solitaire. I'm losing my mind right now about I don't know why it's bothering me more so now than before, but I really want there to be Game Center support in Fairway Solitaire for the iPad. And I've come to the conclusion that there are two reasons why it's not in the iPad game. And my two reasons are, one, they know on their end at Team Fairway Solitaire that my stats are so much higher than everyone else's that they don't want to implement it because they don't want everyone to feel bad because they're nowhere near me on top of the leaderboard. Or two, they know that I am not number one and they don't want to hurt my feelings and make me cry all the time and, you know, drown myself in tears because I'm not number one. I mean, those are the only two reasons, right? Why they would not implement Game Center support. That's common sense. I mean, there's no way there are any other reasons other than those two. But yeah. Also, I'm probably going to cancel my Xbox One pre-order. Because why? Why even just waste time? You know, it's inevitable. It's going to happen, right? I have credit and I could get it for cheaper. But then I'm not going to buy any games for it. So I'm gonna have a system and not any games to play on it, and who knows when I would ever get a game for it, because I do not care about Killer Instinct. I do not care. I don't want my stupid full character unlock pack. I don't want any of that. Give it to someone else. You know, and I keep saying, like, if Microsoft had done in the States and North America what they did in Europe, or if it was only Britain, given like where they gave away FIFA with pre-orders or whatever. I don't know if it was like pre-orders up to a point or all the pre-orders up to that point and then however many stocks left. But if they gave us something in the States instead of just being like, oh, we don't need to give you anything because you're already going to buy our console. So we don't care about you in the same way. You know, if they gave us a free copy of Madden, I would be like, okay. I would have probably said, yeah, I'm going to keep my pre-order. Because I am one of those guys who is interested in Madden. But they could have also said, because in Europe or UK or wherever that deal is situated in, you know, it's like FIFA or Forza 5. So if they gave us Madden or Forza 5, I'd be like, oh, that's a great thing. It's really nice that you're doing that. And I probably would have said, yes, I'm going to stick with it. Because it also gives me something to play in this stupid system. But they're not, so I don't know. I'm done. I need to go do some stuff. PixelatedSausage.com. Go there for everything. Check out the other podcasts I do, Pixelated Radio, which you can find along with this podcast at PixelatedRadio.com. You'll find links for iTunes, Zune, Stitcher Radio, RSS feed, all that jazz. It'd be great if you would just go to iTunes if you haven't already, subscribe to the podcast there, and then rate and review the show, because that really does help a lot. I know I say this all the time, but it needs to be said, because maybe there's a new listener every day and they don't know that it really does help keep the shows, you know, higher up there so people can find them easier, you know, more often, that it's a lot easier to find them and it's shoved in more people's faces so more people can listen, and then more people can listen, and so on and so on and so on, and just to wonderful loop. Not a loop, it's a long road. A loop wouldn't make any sense. But yeah, and I'm on Twitter at Kush3, Instagram mkush, and when you're not listening to this podcast or Pixelated Radio, y'all should check out some other great podcasts like the Signed In Podcast at signedinpodcast.com, the Two-Headed Nerd Comic Cast at twoheadednerd.com, the Undercover Unitards Podcast at undercoverunitards.com, the Grand Am Unleashed Podcast at grandamunleashed.nothing, because there is no good URL for it because they're all idiots there. But they're not idiots because they do create a great show, and y'all should check it out. Just go to iTunes and search for it. And then the Sprite Stuff, starring Deanie McDeanerfinson of the Deanersons, who belongs to Dean and Shroud Detrinos. I don't know what the hell that was. But you can find that on iTunes. Just search the Sprite Stuff. And you can find that along with Dean's blog, Sprite This Down, on the Front Burner Network, which you can find at frontburner.net. That is frontburner without the E, .net. frontburner.net. Great site, great community. Y'all should join it right now if you haven't already. Participate in the community. It's a great place. I'm there, so you know it's great. There's plenty of giveaways. It's great original content, and we find all the best news stories that you'd be most interested in, and then we give them to you. And that's the way the cookie crumbles. All right. Adios, everyone. Have a great Monday.
Bye-bye.
Y'all are like, what the shit? He crazy. And I know I